This is Phil Ferrand. And I am driving around. Actually, I'm not even driving at all. Because I completely missed the fact that last week was 13 years worth of podcasts. 13 years worth of podcasts. Whoop, whoop.
Yes.
So, yes. So, since it was 13 years of podcast and I completely missed it, this is the first podcast of year 14, and the family has kindly agreed to join me, to join us. How do they say that? Join us. Is it join us? Join us. There's a way to say that. Anyway.
Let's say join us.
So, yeah. No, but isn't that a thing? Isn't there, no? Okay. My wife is shaking her head. She's saying, no, don't go there. Never mind. Anyway, so all we're going to do is we're going to go down to the cemetery. We're going to drive around for a few minutes. We're going to talk about the year. I have the pop filter on the thing. It's a gorgeous day today. It has been cold and hot and cold and hot and cold and hot and cold and hot. We're back in the hot. Not really hot. It's gorgeous. It's in the 70s today. And so we're just going to kind of talk about the year and like that and like that. I have no idea how long this is going to be, but we're going to shoot for, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. I should introduce everybody. My beloved is actually driving.
Hello.
That's my beloved. She's in a mask because she has allergies going on, and there's a whole bunch of women coming to our house tomorrow night. So we're trying to stay as healthy as possible. Then my son-in-law, my beloved son-in-law.
Hello.
Is behind me. And I have to say that in large part, I am doing these podcasts for my beloved son-in-law because he has agreed to listen to them all after I die. So my plan is to get to 2,000 podcasts before I die.
And the kicker is I don't plan on outliving him.
He's right. So
no expectations.
So this is actually 677, I think. 677 podcasts. So I'm on my way to 2,000. I've got 1,400 more to go, and at 52 a year, that would mean Lizzie, O math person of me, I'd need what? About 20 more years? 25 more years. Approximate. And I'm 63 now, so 25 years will put me at 88. I've got this in the bag. It's no problem.
So, but once you retire, which is coming up not too distant.
You won't be
driving home then.
Oh, I'll just be driving around. Maybe I'll call it walking around or something.
Puttering. Don't you putter?
Yes, I putter. We will change it to puttering around.
I mean, we got some time before you have to tackle that problem.
That's true. 3 years and 4 months. That is the official tally. I know, it's getting close. So my beloved son-in-law is actually sitting behind me. My beloved grandchildren and my beloved daughter is actually sitting all the way in the back because we have banished them back there.
Banished.
They have been banished to the back seat because they are having some congestions. And who know, it might be some Omicron Delta crony Zilta something Zeta
wackadoodle
variant that is just ready to kill the entire world. So we have banished them, but we have the vents open in the back and we're blasting them with air, so it'll just take everything out.
Or it could be just a cold.
Or it could just be colds
and
allergies.
And
a little allergy. So anyways, that is my beloved daughter Elizabeth. Say hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
And then we have our beloved, absolutely beloved,
yes,
granddaughter Clara. Say hello, Clara.
Hi.
And our ultimately beloved grandson Asher.
Hi.
So there we go. That's the whole team. We were also going to have Amber, who is still living with us, happily so. And wow, I looked up and saw that guy's profile and I thought that was David Asher for a moment. And I was like, no, that can't, what? Just the way he was kind of walking.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're just going to kind of chat about the year. And
but Amber's not here because...
Amber is not here because of her schedule. Oh. So she was sad that she was missing it. But she said, oh, I'm not going to be able to do that because she's on a...
She's going to school at this point.
Yes, so. she is going to school, working on her master's, mm-hmm. I think, in social...
Business something or other.
And she's doing real well, but she's taking a couple of classes a semester or
and,
a class
and still
a semester.
Working full time.
And still working full time. Yeah. So she's puttering along on that. She's had some concerns about it, but she's just been doing really well on her classes, as far as I know.
Yep.
She's
been
and
working
so,
hard and
so it's
getting
good.
It done.
Yeah. So I've been trying to encourage her. She had a statistics class not too many months ago. Mm-hmm. That was exciting. So I just told her, talk to Lizzie. Because I said, I can't.
You know, she's doing the thing that I always like to encourage. And, of course, she's got enough experience and maturity under her belt at this mm-hmm. point that I think she knows to do it. But I always, when I'm talking to kids that are going into college for the first time, the thing I always try to encourage them is, listen, you get in and you keep asking questions
yeah.
till you get the answers that you need.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
You're paying for that.
That's
and
exactly
you need
right.
To get, so she's been real, I think, tenacious about making sure she's getting from her teachers what she needs. And it's showing, I think, in her
yeah.
grades. So.
Yeah. And she has told me some stories about some of her teachers that sometimes it's kind of a pull. You know, she really has to go after them and say, okay, I don't understand this, you know, but that's good. I think just that process is good for her as well.
Yeah.
Just flat out good for her to learn to just not take no for an answer and push forward,
right.
You know. So I think that's all going well. Pastor, because my beloved son-in-law is actually the senior pastor, lead pastor, I think it's officially lead pastor of our church. Pastor, how has your year been?
Oh, it's been a great year. A
good
great
year?
Year.
We're...
playing chicken with a couple ladies.
Yeah, that's right. We're playing chicken.
I think we'll win.
Yeah, I think so.
I put my blinker on so they know.
Okay, so they knew you were coming. They knew you were
yeah.
coming. But yeah, I feel like everything's going really well at the church, and you know,
it is.
We've
got a great team now.
Oh yeah,
fantastic yeah. team, and things are going really well.
And I thought all the Christmas stuff was very exciting
Christmas
this year.
Christmas was fantastic.
Yep.
So we had a 50-foot Christmas
whoop,
tree.
Whoop. That was
technically
fun.
46-foot. And then they cut a little more off than I would have wished, so probably
yeah.
like 45 and something. Not that I was counting.
But they had to truck it in
but
from?
We had a 3-foot star on top, so that kind of
yeah.
gets us
so
up
there
to 48,
you go.
And then you round up.
Yeah.
So, but trucked in from Oregon. Yeah, it was a fun experience. The
yeah.
whole thing was Christmas
cool.
was fun. This year.
I got a chance to actually be there when they were leaning the tree up for the first time, so that was fun. I got to tell you, Pastor, I was a little concerned when I saw it. You know, because it seemed awfully skinny before they pulled all the ropes off it.
Right.
Then
right.
they pulled the ropes off it, and it started spreading out, and I thought, that's going to be gorgeous. So,
yeah.
the
but
church.
It was a very mild Christmas as
yeah.
far as weather is concerned, which.
Yeah.
Pre-Christmas winter.
Except
that
one night.
Except that one night. Yeah, so
almost
the church had planned kind of a general attraction with bouncy castles and all kinds of stuff and food and blah, 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 blah. And I wasn't actually there for the setup, but I was told it
was
exciting.
This was the week after the tree went up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Week after the tree went up and was lit, so there was a lighting ceremony and everybody was there, and that was great. And then the next week...
Significant storm.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like a no snow day, because we never get snow before Christmas. So we were going to have making our own snow day, and just about the time... What, it was supposed to kick off at 6 or 6:30? And about 5:30?
Yeah.
The storm rolled
in? We were
in
final prep. Yeah, it took down our tents, and thankfully everybody survived. No major injuries.
Yay.
We were all trying to hold down the tents, though, and they were lifting off the ground, and it was...
Woo!
We were all pretty
well,
soppy.
Well, I mean, it was one of the longest tornado went south of us.
Uh-huh.
And thankfully not in this area, but...
I heard that the pastor made a command decision at one point and
what
said,
was that?
Everybody inside!
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know that that was much of a decision.
We were soaked.
We had just made the decision that we were going to tear everything down and move it inside because it was kind of a little rainy.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't terrible, but rainy enough that we had decided to call it. And as soon as we started tearing everything out, man, the sky just opened up and let loose.
And the guys.
Freak. had, it was a freak storm.
Had the entertainment company that we rented the bouncy stuff from, they had just put up four gigantic slides, the inflatables, and they had just gotten finished. You know, spent what, 2 or 3 hours getting them set up.
Yeah.
And had to
take them down.
Yeah. But that was fun. So next, other things that happened this year for others? I mean, that's praise? It for me.
So, I mean, we've been, you know, on worship team, doing worship team-y stuff and doing tech side, and that all seems to be going real well.
And Clara's training in on being a cameraman.
Oh, yeah. And Lizzie's been doing some tech stuff, too, there. So, you know, all things are good. It's just
Liz serves in every major ministry at Praise there.
Yes.
Kids, youth, and worship.
I tell people you're the mother superior, so that's what I tell them. That's involved in everything. So, anyway, so Lizzie, how's your year been?
Good. I guess it would have been round about this time last year that we were moving towards a transition for me, because I think it was just last year that I stepped away from my position at the church, primarily because we were coming up on summer. The plan was that I would work through May, and then come summer, I would just do my one actuarial job 2 days a week, and then that way I'd have more time for the kiddos. So
right.
Well, and volunteering.
Yeah, right, right.
So
right.
Doing stuff for free.
That's right. That's the way it goes. Two for one special. Mm-hmm. We like the ministry 2-for-1 special. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So it's good. It's good.
So, sweetie, how has your year been?
Fine, I guess.
It's been working on care ministries.
Mm-hmm. Care ministries at the church. I turned 65. I'm on Medicare. Wow,
that's big goal. Big goal.
That was huge.
Yeah. So,
because we were paying through the nose. Yes, we were.
Yes, we were.
But I have completed my first month now on Medicare.
Yeah.
And so you get to use all the rest of that money that you're saving.
Yeah, my personal.
Just random.
Yes.
Whatever you want to spend it on. Yes.
Well, it's amazing, you know, with the state of the way things are in the world and with all the inflation and all that kind of stuff. It's amazing how, you know, because I was just trying to maintain a reasonable gap for those last couple of years in there with the health insurance, because Sweetie's health insurance was almost $1,000 a month.
I don't know that you're going to be able to get through there.
Yeah.
Yep, not.
Nope. Yeah. And mine was about $700 a month, and so we were looking at an $8,500 deductible for her and a $5,000 deductible for me, and spending $1,800 a month just on insurance. So that was exciting, but another year and a half, and I'll be on Medicare as well, and so things will get good.
I mean, just globally, things have been a little rough.
A little rough! A little rough.
Now, just so we can place this in where we are in the world.
It's true.
Russia has invaded Ukraine, and as a result, nickel prices have shot up, but not that that was all of it. Gas prices are at, nationally, $4.34 a gallon, but here locally, $3.90 or $3.80.
They've just slacked off a little bit.
I just paid $3.65 while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And I got tickled with gas prices because I had to get some gas in the Lincoln the other day, and so I went in and it wouldn't take my chip, so I had to go inside and do the prepay thing. Mm-hmm. So I do the thing, and they said, well, how much do you want? And at first, I said, 10, no, wait, no, I don't want 10, 20, well, maybe 30, because I was low. I tell you what, 50, why don't you just put 50 on it, I'll go. I went out there, I pumped 50, it did not fill up my car.
Yeah.
$50. So I did 60 today, because I had like a quarter of a tank left, and I managed to get through on that, and that was just kind of a wake up. It was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, God has been so good. Wait, that's the recorder over there.
Yes. Well, and also, I mean, there's been other international things where Afghanistan, we departed from Afghanistan.
That
turned into a pretty big mess. So just in general, I think Americans are not, you know, feeling too good about our nation.
Although, the good news is, in many ways, it does feel like this whole pandemic thing is closing.
Oh, yes, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And it that's kind of amazing that it does really feel like it's closing
there
up.
There are major things shifting. Like yeah. my, just I think in the last 2 weeks at my insurance job, the insurance company that I work for, they have released the masking requirement.
Yeah.
And they were very, very conservative. So right. for them to right. finally just say, we're no longer requiring masks, mm-hmm. that was a pretty big, and that was on the advice of, or at the recommendation of the CDC to say that right. we're kind of releasing things. Right. So.
Well, and the last time I checked, last couple of days, the 7-day rolling average was like 15 new cases.
In this
here,
in this, yeah,
local. In Greene County or Springfield, yeah,
Springfield, no, Springfield, Greene County.
Yeah, so hopefully,
I mean, we're talking minimal.
Yeah, yeah, it's been, you know, for me. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. So, Clara, how has your last year been?
I don't know. Clara had a big year this year.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah.
Because
what grade did you go into?
Sixth grade.
Middle school. Yay.
So she's moved up from kids' church to you.
Yeah.
Anything else, big Claire?
I started working in kids' church.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Volunteering in kids' Very church a couple cool. times a month.
And, you know, with school, she's also, what classes do we do on Saturdays?
Acting classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we do acting classes on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Every Saturday she goes to acting classes with Springfield Little Theater.
Fun.
But Clara also, I've been very impressed. This year has been a year when she's started and we've given her more kind of space to make decisions.
Uh-huh.
She has really started to determine her own path in cool. some ways.
Cool.
So, for example, Clara has decided to continue to wear a mask to school.
And okay.
I've given her the space to make that decision sure. on her own, but she's just made the decision that she wants to continue.
Yeah.
And so, but it's just, it's something that I have respected deeply about her mm-hmm. this year mm-hmm. as she has grown.
Yay. Moving forward, maturing.
Yeah.
And how's Asher's year been? How's your year been, buddy?
Yeah, pretty good year.
Yeah.
Asher's in a third, fourth grade split this year at school.
Oh, cool.
This is his second year in a row being in a split class.
Right.
But seems to be going good. Seems to enjoy it.
Good.
Several good friends.
Good.
At school that he enjoys being with and spending time with.
Well, and he's gotten involved in the leadership team in Kids Church.
Oh, great.
And is doing a great job there.
He helps out with the production team. So he helps out with the lights mm-hmm. or the screens or the sound. Have you worked on the sound at all?
Very good.
And one of his goals for this next year is to ride every roller coaster at Silver Dollar City, right?
All right.
No,
that is not at all.
You can stay with Grammy. We'll watch him.
Yeah, just watch him.
I used to be able to do that, man. Not so much anymore. But both Clara and Asher are doing very well with their piano.
Good. Yeah. Well, I honestly has been a spectacular year. For me, I mean, it's really, it's been really a year of deepening. We've had a lot of big rollouts at my major client, and through all of those, I've really tried to teach myself over and over and over again the importance of being in the moment, of moving through the moments, of focusing on what needs to be done, not borrowing trouble from tomorrow, you know, because like Jesus told us over, take no thought of the morrow, today has enough troubles of its own, which I really love that. Moving forward with that, the writing's going fine. I'm working on the cover for book 16. We'll have to do a little cover shoot here soon. I'll coordinate with you all on that. And then the costuming stuff has just continued to mature and continued to provide me with opportunities. And here in a couple of weeks, I'm actually going in and doing a promo thing for my Walmart 138. because they're opening their lawn garden center, and they wanted me to come in my sunflower costume because they remembered that and kind of shill for the lawn and garden center. And so it's just, it's nice to be asked, you know, it's to where I can reach out and kind of be a part of that and integrate myself more into that environment. So it's one of the fun things about the costumes is I've got so many projects going all the time that I just have to focus on what is the next thing. And that kind of settles you in, and you know, you don't necessarily take the huge long view to where you're worrying about everything that needs to be done, but what you're doing is you're saying, I have to do this now, and I will do this now, and the rest of it will take care of itself. And we have just slowed down at Papaw's grave. Douglas Jernigan, my beloved's dad, is buried here. So we were going to come and do a five-year.
This was 5 years, and we were going to meet at his grave on February 23rd, which is when he passed away. And Mother Nature had different plans.
It had a different plan for it.
Freezing and I think snowing.
Yes,
and nasty
so
weather.
He just said, never mind.
I talked to Nana, and I think maybe we might shoot for the April 16th.
Okay.
If we're all available.
All right, that's fine.
That's his birthday. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So we might do that.
Absolutely. So it's been a fascinating year.
I know what else we did this year.
What?
That was new. Small group.
Oh, yeah. We're leading a small group now. And it's part of the church's initiative that our pastor has championed. And I wasn't necessarily expecting to lead a small group, but I was informed by my beloved that that was something that was desired. So, but it's been a good experience. It really has. We have a lovely group of people.
Yeah, we do.
And it's just been a chance for us to share God's love and his kindness. And it's the funnest part of it all is that we actually have a variety of political beliefs. A higher concentration than you would just guess off the top of your head. And so that certainly has been fun and has led to some interesting conversations, but all has been done well and in order and with kindness and generosity, and we haven't had any difficulties, even through all of the various stages and vaccinated and not vaccinated and variants and all that thing. It's all just gone well. So...
Oh, and Bella joined our family.
Oh, that's right. We got a dog. Dog showed up. Hung around for long enough that got adopted. So that's the way that goes. So, yeah. So I think all in all, it's been a good year. Anybody have anything else that was momentous and important this year that happened? I am doing the most complex combination of costumes that I have done to date.
And so you've gotten approval?
For April Fools, I have gotten approval.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting
it. Might have been a little begrudging approval, but I have gotten approval.
I believe the word was whatever.
Whatever. So, I made the claim that it was only a costume. So, I may actually be doing an extended... Dependent, this is going to be so fascinating. This is so complicated and performance level stuff. But, you know, I mean, we'll see. After it all goes, then we'll see how it goes. And
I'm
if
sure
I get,
you'll do a podcast.
I'm sure I will. And if I get mugged, I get mugged. So, you know, it's one of those things, something to look forward to. But anyways, it's really, really fascinating. Has once again put me in contact with people that I would have never been in contact any other way. And to Jesus's credit, the establishment that I went down to visit to get part of this set up, the person that I had contracted with to do a particular part of this wrote me later and she said, you know what, everybody just loved you down here. And I said, well, thanks. So, you know, that's Christ. That's just Christ. And it gives you an opportunity. And I've already made plans to give her a little gift when I go back and see her on the 1st. And I'm going to take her a book and Amazon gift card and like that and like that and like that. And we'll just, you know, we'll see. I don't know that there's any potential of any kind of long-term thing there, simply because it's more of a business-type relationship. But you never know how many seeds are going to be planted and what will come of it. So it has been fascinating. It's been a fascinating, fascinating year. Okay, so anything else we should say about this year? In 50 years, what do you think we're going to want to know about this year?
I'm still alive.
We're still alive. Nana is still with us.
Nana's yep. still with us.
Yeah, she's doing great.
89 years old.
Yeah.
And everybody's pretty much shocked when they find out how old she is.
Yeah, she's doing really well.
Still drives, still goes down to Global University and volunteers in the prison ministry every Monday.
It's been a while now because, man, she had a rough run of it there for a little while. I can't remember exactly when that was.
Yeah.
In relationship to the podcast this time last year, but
yeah, she did. In the past couple of years, she had broken knee,
and then broken pelvic,
and then I gave both her and Phil COVID. And
oh, that's what happened this last year. Yep. We both had COVID, Delta variant, not that wimpy Omicron thing. Yep. We had the real thing.
And I was sicker than either of them, thankfully.
Yeah,
Mom had a pretty mild case, and so I was very, very grateful for that, because I felt really bad.
But she got monoclonal antibodies, and we loaded her up with ivermectin, and and I was doing the ivermectin thing, and I did not get monoclonal antibodies. We're almost done, sweetie, so you can start heading back.
Okay.
I did not get monoclonal antibodies because, in essence, they told me I was too young and I was too thin. So
I didn't have that problem.
When they told me, when I told them I was 63, they said, and how much do you weigh? I said 175 pounds. And they were like, no, we can't get them for you. So that's that. Although I'm told there was kind of a black market, that there were places you could kind of go in the outlying areas where you could get it if you needed it. So, but this this whole thing has been extraordinarily fascinating. And as I have said before, I'm really hoping that somebody at some point does a real documentary to see what in the world was going on about all this and other things. It's just going to be fascinating to see. But, you know, at this point, God is good. He's kind. We're moving forward. We have been blessed beyond measure.
We have come through well.
Yes. Yes.
The Lord covered us and kept us.
He has.
He's very, very gracious and kind.
Yes, and he kept the church. Obviously, when you're leading an organization like a church where people are supposedly coming together and giving of their finances, and something like COVID hit, there's going to be moments when you just have no idea what the future is going to hold. But, I mean, praise just came through it spectacularly well.
Well, and physically. I mean, kept people safe and protected.
Right.
I mean, we are not super close to anybody who passed away as a result.
Right, right. So yeah, it's really been an amazing thing to sit and watch and develop, and in the COVID sphere, a lot of the positive response that I've had, I think, has come from the fact that it has given people just some relief. To be able to stumble my way into an activity that can provide people a little release from the kind of atmosphere of anxiety and fear that there's been around this entire thing, I just consider that to be an astonishing privilege. Because I certainly never had this planned. So, anything else? And I think we're good. This is Phil Farron. And it's also
Lynette Farron.
And Alan.
And Alan.
Liz.
Clara.
Asher.
And we are finished driving around. Have a great weekend, everyone.